Cake Tribal Fuel Company is a small corner store and gas station owned by the Village Corporation. Just a few yards away is a second store with the same owners called Kuprinoff Mini. Keeping the two in lights and refrigeration isn't cheap, according to Cake Tribal board member Delbert Kadake.
I think we spend like around $800 over at our fuel station a month there, and about $1,000 since we opened up our mini mart there, so roughly about under $2,000 for running both of them.
Those numbers may come down with the construction of a new hydropower plant at the old hatchery near town. Jody Mitchell is CEO of Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, or IPEC, which provides electricity in Cake. Right now, all of the power IPEC generates in Cake comes from burning diesel. So Mitchell says it's hard to say exactly how much the project will save without knowing future fuel costs. But she gets asked this question a lot.
So I went back 8 years and discovered that if the project had been online over the past 8 years, and that's from January 1st, 2010 to December 31st, 2017, the project would have saved our members $2.7 million.
That breaks down to about $3.50 per kilowatt hour. Of course, that doesn't mean every person who gets power from IPEC would save that much. In fact, since residential customers in Cake already get a state subsidy to make their electricity more affordable, they won't see much change at all. Kadake's position on the project is basically, why not? Maybe it will spur economic development in Cake. Maybe lower costs will make it possible to reopen the local cold storage facility. Maybe it will help the corporation build a local tourism economy, which is its new focus for bringing jobs to Cake. Kadake says he wants to create more options for food and lodging for visitors.
People that do spend money are the independent travelers, people that fly in and use the ferry. They're the ones that spend time in your communities. Those are the people that we want to target.
Still, he's skeptical that hydropower will help people. That's because Cake isn't the first of the five communities IPEC serves to get a project like this in recent years. Hydropower came online in Hoonah in 2015, providing about a third of that community's power, and the utility has other plans in the queue. Electric rates for IPEC members are the same in Hoonah, Cake, Chilkat Valley, Angoon, and Klukwan, so the savings from these projects are spread across all of these users.
Up in Hoonah, it's supposed to be helping out big businesses there, but, you know, it hasn't had the trickle-down effect, and it's not going to help out our regular citizens of Cake there. But for $10 million, it ought to be doing something. That's a lot of money.
The Hoonah project cost $10 million and was grant-funded. Cake's cost about $7 million, paid for by a combination of state and federal money. So these developments won't create debt to be paid back with higher rates for consumers. Fortunately for IPEC, there was already a dam near the hatchery in Cake, originally built to provide drinking water. It hasn't been used for years and never for power, but
there's an outlet and an intake. I mean, everything is here to convert it to a hydro project. So whoever engineered that dam was really brilliant, and I'd sure like to thank them.
Possibly the surest result of getting hydropower in Cake is that it will be cleaner than burning diesel alone. Mitchell did some calculations over the phone.
Yes, it looks like over 2 million pounds of CO2 in savings per year. Yeah.
Of course, there are other options for renewable energy besides hydropower. In Cake, there are at least two sets of solar panels. One belongs to a private citizen, the other to the organized village of Cake. Mitchell says it's not economical for the small utility to build solar or wind projects, nor will they do incentives like net metering, where they take off from a user's electric bill the extra electricity they produce with their own solar panels. IPEC will be one step further on its slog toward cheaper, cleaner power when the Cake project opens. It's expected in October 2019, though Mitchell admits it could take longer. Reporting from Cake, I'm Alana Elder.